What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Did you survive your Monday? I survived mine, but barely. Actually, it was a Monday that I slept better than normally I do. Mondays are a tough turnaround, but I actually slept pretty well. And I feel like I have a couple of cute stories to tell you. So that's always fun when I can get through a Monday with a couple of cute stories to tell. Lots of traffic on social for one reason or another, whether it's hockey, whether it's the Grand Canyon. Yep, I'll explain. Whether it's the whale video. Oh, the second whale video, not the first whale video. There's a second whale video. So a lot of different directions, a lot of different tangents, a lot of different, we're going to use the technical term for it, stuff. That's the technical term. Because the spring smorgasbord is always varied and diverse. It's one of the reasons I love the spring. Remember last week we did the question where we asked you to rank your three top sports months on the calendar? And many of you went to football, which is understandable. But a lot of you also mixed in a spring month. So for me, it was October, which is by far the busiest month of the year in sports. All four major pro sports, plus the MLS, plus college football, plus just about everything else. So October was my number one, but May was my number two, is my number two. Because you get, it's not quite as frenetic and hectic as April, where I feel like I can barely breathe and I don't have time to enjoy it. But in May, there's still so much going on, not to mention OTAs and a lot of chatter from the NFL offseason. We start to get the teams on the practice field. But yes, the NBA and NHL playoffs, as well as Major League Baseball, and it's not quite so early, so you don't have as many games getting canceled or postponed because of weather. Just a lot going on. One of the reasons, too, that you all mentioned May, College World Series, we're building up toward that, and the Women's College World Series. And now we have the championship set in the Women's College World Series. So we will hear from those two head coaches. Oklahoma's going for a three-peat and has now a 50-plus game win streak. I think it's 51 games in a row that the Sooners have captured. Can they win a third consecutive title for Patty Gasso? So that's one of the questions. We're also keeping our eyes on the French Open, which is taking place. They're in their second week in Paris. And of course, Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz, the top two men that are on a collision course in the semifinals for the women. American Coco Gauff, she has survived. I think she's taking some advice and some inspiration from the Miami Heat, of whom she is a huge fan, and her friend Jimmy Butler, who was offering her tickets to the NBA Finals even before the Heat made the playoffs. So there's a lot happening, and I'm excited to connect with you on a Monday. Generally what happens on Sunday night, not everybody is into the work routine, right? So some people join us Monday night to kick off their work week, or you're driving, you're hanging out because we're getting closer to the summertime. Maybe your schedule's not quite as strict. Whatever it is, we're glad to have you with us. Some of you may already be on vacation, actually. I had a friend who went to North Carolina last week for vacation. So I feel like it's early for vacation weeks, but I suppose you get past Memorial Day weekend. Or then you could just be like producer Jay, who decides he'd rather stay at home and sleep. And so he calls out and decides, you know, I really could use a day to sleep. So he does. Producer Jay shocked me on Monday with his new revelation. We'll get to that. We can't start with that because I feel like once I tell people that you've had an epiphany.
A little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
Once I tell people about Producer Jay's epiphany, you all will not be able to pay attention to anything else that's going on. Like nothing. And so we can't go there first. Also, guess what Tuesday is, Producer Jay? Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about it, although I may not have pinpointed the day, but we talked about it last week a little bit because I was finagling my approach to...
I do remember.
Okay, so what is it?
Bob's birthday.
Bob's birthday right. on Tuesday. Yeah, so it's Bob's birthday on Tuesday, and I have the cutest story about his mom, and I really don't know what to do. You're going to laugh. I, honest to God, do not know what to do, so I need advice because you're much cooler than me, and I'm wondering if potentially this is something... Should I just tell you now?
All right.
Okay.
We're here.
Shoot, but he's going to be hearing it. Oh, well, I'll probably tell him anyway. So Bob's mom, she's a couple years older than my mom. Okay, so seniors... On Social Security. Okay. My mom is still teaching full time. I don't think his mom is working. She is very sweet. Bob's mom and I have started a texting conversation. I know it's cute enough, isn't it? So now it's even happening without Bob knowing, which I kind of think is adorable.
We're becoming besties.
We giggle back and forth about different things. So Bob's mom, apparently, according to Bob, has started stalking me on social media. Right. So we just, it's fine. I'm okay with it. There's nothing on social media that I do not want Bob's mom to know about. Okay. You know me. If I put it on social media, I'm prepared for the entire world to hear it. In fact, that's one thing that I share with students at Syracuse, with the young people I mentor. Don't put Jack on social media until you are prepared for the entire bleeping world to read it. It may not happen, but it might. So be ready. And once it's out there, you can't take it back. So it's a warning that I give. Warning label that I put on social media. So I have no problems with her reading anything that I have on social. Now, some of the comments that come back at me, she may be taken aback a little bit, but I don't have any issues with her stalking me, but that's how he put it. She's stalking you on social media.
She's interested in your life.
Exactly. So thankfully, rather than go, and I don't know if she's on Facebook, he hasn't told me that part yet, but she landed on my blog. So she's been reading. Again, no problems with any of that, right? I think that's really cute. But guess what I just got in my email a couple hours ago? I don't even know what to do about this. You know how Snapchat sends you emails? Such and such followed you.
Right.
Oh, yeah. His mom just followed me on Snapchat or sent a request. Do you send a request on Snapchat?
Snapchat,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
So the reason I ask is because 2 years ago in December, so December of 2020, I believe, or 21. I think it was 20. Snapchat was becoming toxic for me. I know people have like different social media sites where it just is it's a bad experience. I was finding myself that no matter where I went, I was worried about taking videos for Snapchat. Like it became so stupid and I didn't like it. So for the month of November, it was around Thanksgiving, going into December, I decided I'm going to go a month without Snapchat just to see if I feel better. Cause I honestly did feel like pressure. It sounds ridiculous.
No,
I know,
I get it.
But I felt pressure to constantly be getting videos on Snapchat. It wasn't enough to take photos. I really was feeling this pressure. So I decided that I would do a month away from it and see how I felt. So I did. And I never went back because once I got out from under it and stopped thinking about it all the time, I thought, you know what? That was actually not a good situation for me.
Right.
I was far too concerned about this ridiculous social media app. So I've never opened it up again. But now Bob's mom is following me. So now what do? I deleted it off my old phone. It's not on my new phone. Should I?
You think there's pressure now to reactivate
account? But I'm wondering if maybe I go back to Snapchat, I will not quite have the same, because it would be just for her. But, or do I just tell her? Or do I not? How often would a senior mom open Snapchat, really?
So you don't get notifications or anything. The app is totally off your phone at the moment.
It's not even on my phone. Yeah, I don't have it on my new phone. Remember, I had a phone death, like a bad phone death last fall, and I lost everything. I had taken Snapchat off the old phone and I never put it on the new one anyway. So I'm not even sure what my login is, which is probably a good thing. So do I?
So my only concern here is that if you don't tell her that she's going to start sending you Snapchats,
and you're not going to respond,
she's going to be like, why is Amy ignoring me on Snapchat?
Shoot. But do I really want to communicate with Bob's mom on Snapchat?
I mean, that's another question in itself. But if you're not comfortable using Snapchat, I think you just tell her. But I would tell her, like, hey, I saw you follow me on Snapchat, but I don't use that application anymore. Let's stick to the ones that I do use.
Or just, hey, text me.
Yeah, right. Like, hey, I don't use Snapchat.
That's the thing. Maybe if I explain to her in person. So I haven't met Bob's parents. That's coming up this summer, which will be great. I look forward to it. She's very sweet. She's funny. I've talked to them. I don't know if I told you this, Jay, but over Easter, he said, hey, let's do a video call with your parents. I was like, okay. So I stayed dressed up for the day. I kept my hair nice. I wanted to look nice for them, right? And then come to find out what he really meant was, you talk to my parents on video call and I'll go sit over here.
Oh, no.
So he wasn't even on the video. Yeah, so I was nervous. But now that we text back and forth, she's very sweet. I really like her a lot. And I just am going to have to figure out how to tell her that I don't use Snapchat.
Do you
don't think I should open it up again just for her?
I don't think so. I don't.
So I got to tell you what's happening in studio. Producer Jay is, of course, always on the other side of the double pane glass. We have a guest in studio tonight. You can open up his mic if you want. Okay, so Jacob is in studio. He was one of my students at Syracuse. And I offered all of my students, there were 8 of us, right, in the class, well, 9 including me. I offered all of my students the chance to come in and to sit in an actual show. Now, Jacob also sat in on a show at Syracuse, but this is different. This is our main studio here at CBS Sports Radio. And so Jacob is sitting next to me. We're so glad to have you, Jacob. Your mic is on, by the way, if you wanted to. Yes. Okay, so there you are. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Jake has a podcast. He's planning. He's working toward being a radio host. And you're over there shaking your head, yes, no. So you're far cooler than either me or Jay. I mean, so I'm not cool. Jay is a modicum of cool. You're clearly far cooler than we are. And you think what? You're over there shaking your head.
I just don't think you should even talk. I think you're off Snapchat, so just leave it. I don't think you should even address it. Don't even think about it or talk about it.
Just act like I've ignored it.
Yes.
Just, I don't even know that it's happening. Okay.
Is Snapchat still in?
Yeah, is it still cool?
Yes.
Very. Is it cooler than TikTok?
It's just different.
It is different, for sure. I just didn't know if it was still as popular as what it was before.
Like, friends of mine use Snapchat all day long. I don't really.
Yeah.
They just have like streaks. They send photos back with each other, but
right.
It's not really.
Jay, don't you have snaps with your group? You have a group that you snap?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. How often do you open it up?
My friends do it more than I do. I'll check it like once or so a day. So when I go out to dinner with my friends, we have like a group dinner night out, like Snapchat, where we all convene there. And we have another one just of my friends, just random stuff. But yeah, they use it more than I do. But I mean, I get in there at least once a day.
Mm. I just found that I was thinking way too much about it. And I do that obviously with our social media. And I also found annoying, Jake, I don't know if this happens to you. I have friends that they have my number, clearly. They know how my number and how to get in touch with me, and they only message through Snapchat. Like, what?
Huh.
I do, or Facebook Messenger, which is even worse. I don't even check that, right?
No, I haven't checked that in a decade.
Oh, I know. We have it turned off on our show Facebook page. I don't even want to see those messages. But yeah, do you have friends who only reply to you or get in touch with you through apps?
Some people only want to use Snapchat text because the message deletes.
That's sketchy.
Yep. That is sketchy, but that's what I said going back, say, 5 years ago. Snapchat is the answer to people wanting to send things that are inappropriate or they don't want to get caught with. And the thing is, when you screenshot it, the person knows,
yes.
Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all sketchy. Another reason why, because I will say there was one particular guy that I was talking to pre-Bob. Hi, Bob. One particular guy. No, I don't even remember his name, Bob. Anyway, he would only communicate through Snapchat. And it was the most, and I felt like it was totally inappropriate.
That is inappropriate. I mean, there's a time and place, and there's certain messages I can go through, like quick little like quips or like a video or a photo in there. Yes. But like you're trying to like actually have a conversation, you're not doing it through Snapchat.
No, in fact, I felt like he didn't want anyone to know, which is why he was. If it's what they say about Las Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, that's kind of the idea behind Snapchat. What happens on Snapchat stays on Snap. I know most people call it Snap. So. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't feel like she would want me to open up that toxic chapter of my life again.
No.
Okay, I feel better now. I need to get that off my chest. Thank you, both.
Do we know if she's an avid user or?
Oh, avid. What a great word. <Thank you. laughs> I'm going to have to work that into conversation tonight. You know how much I'm a wordsmith. I don't know. Bob may go and ask her actually now after hearing this. Bob actually works from home on Tuesday mornings, and so then he doesn't have as much time to listen, so maybe he'll just ignore the show. No, see, it's his birthday on Tuesday, so he'll want to know if I talked about him. Yep, good morning, because you'll be hearing this in like 7 hours. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Jake, happy to have you. Thank you for coming in.
Happy to be here.
I even gave Jake an out, like, hey, you don't have to stay for the whole show. And he's like, nope, I'm staying until 6 a.m. Eastern time. He's hardcore, and you're the only one who's asked to come in so far. So, also, want to know something else about Jake? I offered, so their final project for the class, everybody had to do their own radio segment with varying degrees of success or, you know, different features and elements. I left it wide open. Do whatever it is that you want. You just have to have a radio segment prepared. It has to feature a lot of what we've talked about in class. I took notes the whole time. Secret for Jake, don't tell anybody else. Partly because I didn't want to be staring at you all. And so I was like, well, if I stare at my notes, then... But also, I took notes so that if the students wanted particular feedback that I wasn't going to give in class publicly, I would write it to them. Jake's the only one who asked.
Really?
The only one who asked. Bunch of people nodded like, yeah, yeah, I'd like that. But nobody else came to me and asked. So clearly, Jake is my favorite.
Good move.
Yes. No, he's going to get something out of it, too, because you're the only one here and you're the only one that got the notes. So it's good stuff. Thank you for being interested in my feedback.
No problem.
No problem. All right. So it's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me not on Snapchat because I won't respond, not even to Bob's mom. And you can go to Twitter, A-Law Radio, or to our Facebook page. It's named after the show. Speaking of Vegas, I think... That adage applies to everything except for sports, right? Because clearly what the Golden Knights have done in Vegas is not going to stay in Vegas. They're going to take it on the road to South Florida. But boy, have they made a loud statement in the first two games of the Stanley Cup Final. That is straight ahead After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Boards. Stevenson steers it across. Marchessault, and he shoots. He scores! Marchessault! Power play goal! 1-0 Golden Knights. Into the corner. Taken at the goal line. Barbashev to the left. Martinez shoots. He scores! Alec Martinez. 2-0 Golden Knights. 2 minutes to go, first period.
Waugh run off by Verhaeghe into the left corner. Waugh walks out in front and scores! Nick Waugh!
3-0 Golden Knights, 3 minutes into the second period. First shot of the period, and the second goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs for Nicholas Waugh. Hounin coming to center, finds Stevenson into the zone with Stone. On the right wing, Stone, now down the middle, score! Hounin! Brett Hounin brings the crowd to its feet once again. 4-0 Knights, 13 minutes to play in the second period.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You get the sense that the Vegas Golden Knights were able to pick up exactly where they left off in the opener of the Stanley Cup Final. Remember the third period of the opener. They go into it. They're tied with the Panthers 2-2. And then, boom, 3 goals later, they have run away with that opener. But it took them a little bit to create some separation. Well, in the first period of game two tonight, 2 more goals. Second period, 2 more goals. Finally, the Panthers get on the board in the final period, but three more goals from the Vegas Golden Knights. They were on a tear. They're on a bender, as I said. Or I think some people say heater. I just thought it was funny to say they're on a bender. Although maybe if they were on a bender, they wouldn't be performing nearly as well. But still, they are honed in, and there is no stopping them now. They are men on a mission. Panthers are certainly used to being a team with the odds and the deck stacked against them, if you will. These games don't carry over. The goals don't carry over, even though they've now set a record for the most goals ever in two games of a Stanley Cup final. So no team has ever scored a dozen goals in the first two of a Stanley Cup final. And that's where the Golden Knights find themselves. Now two games away from their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Dan Duva with the calls on the Golden Knights radio network. How do they carry that momentum over? Well, at this point, you're talking about a bunch of veterans, right? You're talking about a lot of experience. Adding Jack Eichel to the mix was such a boost for them, especially considering that he was available and maybe a little tarnished. So the shine had gone off his star somewhat after the injuries, the exit with Buffalo, a lot of what was said kind of back and forth clandestinely, maybe leaked about Jack Eichel and how things were going in Buffalo. And yet once he got healthy and the Golden Knights were willing to wait, he's been incredible. He's lived up to the reputation that he had even when he got into the NHL. So they've got a bunch of stars. They've got firepower, fireworks, really, whenever they get on the ice and they're locked in. Panthers have had one of the best goaltenders to this point in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but Sergei Bobrovsky was chased midway through the second period. So now there's an interesting question about who will start game three when they get back to South Florida. But first, for the Golden Knights to be able to carry that forward, Mark Stone has got his team locked in.
Just kind of sticking to it. There's momentum swings in games, right? These guys are trying to, you know, jab at us, get us off our game. But, with the leadership of the on the back end that we have, we're rolling four lines deep and we're getting big saves from our goalies. We're just sticking to the course, playing our game, not getting frustrated with anything that they're doing.
Did someone say goalie Aiden Hill, a revelation for these Vegas Golden Knights, and he's made dynamic save after jaw-dropping save. Everything that comes to him seemingly, I mean, he's not been impenetrable, but the way that he has been able to get to some of the pucks and the shots that you were sure were headed for the back of the net. And who is this guy anyway? Aiden Hill. We're not talking about a highly decorated keeper. Instead, we're talking about a guy that has started, a couple dozen games for the Golden Knights. But Bruce Cassidy, thrilled with what he's getting from his young goalie. 29 more saves tonight.
He's stopping everything he's seeing, right? Which is great for us and great for him. That's can be a real advantage. I mean, if you ask Florida, I didn't see every game of their previous series, but it sounds like their guy was playing unbelievable too, right? It can give your team a huge lift.
It's probably been the most fun I've ever had playing hockey. Just enjoying it, cherishing every day, and, you know, just kind of taking it one day at a time and, yeah, I'm just kind of living in the moment, and it's been fun. It's been awesome to be a part of this journey with this team. The chanting from the crowd, like, you hear the noise, but you're not really kind of listening along. But, you know, it's been fun. I mean, getting that second win tonight is huge, and, yeah, I'm just hoping we can keep that momentum going into Florida.
And then, of course, you have in front of the keeper, in front of Hill, you've got the explosive power. Jack Eichel, we'll talk about a little bit more in a second, but Jonathan Marchessault now has a dozen goals, which is a franchise record in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you were still watching toward the end of the second period, well, you saw what was a bone shattering, not literally, figuratively. It felt bone shattering to me, though. It was one of those types of hits that you can feel.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go.
Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Feel yourself in your own body.
Steal for the Panthers. Drop pass. Duclair hands it off. Horsling centered. Up the slot. Ekblad finds it in centers. Tip. Oh, a great stop by Hill. He got the right pad over. Puck into the corner. And the Knights get it there. Eichel looks ahead. Backhands. Oh, he's decked hard. Helmet pops off. Gloves are dropped. Eichel is skating over to the bench.
I think I just came off the bench and saw him middle of the ice with his head down, and doesn't matter who you are, shouldn't be going through the middle with your head down, and you're gonna get hit. Like, I mean, I would go get hit too if I had my head down in the middle. Like, it's nothing, not a big deal. Like, he's a really good player, and I mean, it doesn't, really good players can get hit too. I just went to the bench just thinking, get some rest before a power play, but yeah, I was sent off.
Actually, I would say that really good players get hit probably more. And Matthew Tkachuk, who delivered what felt like a bone-shattering hit on Jack Eichel, he actually ended up fighting, right? So as you look back at the hit, it wasn't dirty. As it turned out, Eichel started to lose his balance and was falling forward. And we'll hear from him in a second. He's falling forward. So as he's doing that, the hit by Tkachuk, thankfully, mostly smashed into his shoulder. But his head snapped back a little bit because of the fact that he had lowered it as he was falling forward. Tkachuk didn't do anything wrong. The hit itself was completely clean. We're not talking about a Jamie Benn hit here on, that was also on Mark Stone, wasn't it? Or was on Mark Stone. He didn't do anything outside the rules or something that would need to put him in the penalty box. But then there was a fight after that. So the whole problem got compounded because the Golden Knights took exception to Tkachuk's hit. And then he and a member of the Golden Knights, can't remember which one, they both end up serving these major penalties. He also got another one in the third period, another 10-minute penalty in the third period. So it was not a good night for Matthew Tkachuk. And probably the game is out of reach there. But on this particular hit, it's one of those that reminds you how fast and how powerful the game of hockey. And I would say this one translated on TV. You know, now and then when I talk about the NHL, even the NHL, as fast as it is, it doesn't translate well on a TV screen. You really don't understand the speed or the power of this, or the skill really, of the teams that are on the ice, especially the best skaters. You don't get it until you see it in person. This was absolutely a hit that demonstrates the speed and the power. It was two bodies coming together at high speed, and boom, their inertia just slams right into each other. So right away, as you hear on Knights Radio, Jack Eichel heads off. I look up and he's on my TV screen. This always happens. So there was a lot of concern for him because of his past injury with the neck, but he was able to talk to reporters afterwards.
Kind of toe-picked a little bit and, you know, saw him at the last minute. He finishes a hard, you know, what I saw was a clean check on me, and it's a physical game. You're going to get hit sometimes, so you just kind of move on, you know.
How quickly did you know you're okay?
It was a physical, it was a big hit, but, yeah, I came back in here, regrouped, and, you know, it's fine.
I was a little bit surprised by it. I went to the bench getting ready for a power play, but, yeah, I mean, I think one of those misconducts I deserve, but I don't know about the other one. But at the end of the day, it's they might have thought that game was a little bit out of reach maybe in the second period, but we certainly didn't. We've scored 7 goals in a period before, so never know in playoffs.
Matthew Tkachuk thinking the first game misconduct was deserving, or maybe the second. He just said one of those I didn't think was necessary. One of those I didn't think was deserving. But he did. He did at least deliver a hit, and maybe then the Panthers can rally from that point, because they did score in the third period. So I don't know if it's a turning point for them in terms of getting into it. One thing you noticed about this game, if you're watching it, I think the announcers commented on it too. The Golden Knights are skating around the hits as much as possible. So they're not as physical as the Florida Panthers. They don't want to mix it up with the Florida Panthers. They would rather have the space. They'd rather kind of go around it, even if it means taking their circuitous route. So they're avoiding hits as much as possible so they can keep the flow going, so they can use their speed. And man, we have certainly seen the way that their fast breaks, if you will, get organized so quickly. They come together so quickly. The Panthers would like to be able to muck it up with more hits. And so they've been accused a little bit of being a dirty team. They absolutely push back on that. And it's kind of this clashing of styles. And Bruce Cassidy is thrilled with his team. I just looked up and there's the hit again. Bruce Cassidy is thrilled with his team because they're not getting drawn into being chippy. And I think the idea behind what Bruce has to say is that we don't want to get drawn into a physical game because it takes us out of our preferred style. But if the Panthers use these hits and can get physical, and we start trying to play their game, then we get away from our own plan and our own execution. And so he's proud of his guys for not getting drawn into a chippier game. But I got to say, if you watch this game tonight, there were plenty of moments where you had guys shoving after the whistle. You had guys getting each other's faces. I mean, there's a lot of tension out there, too.
Toughness, there's probably a lot of things that go into it. The description of that, taking a hit to make a play, blocking shots. It's not about fighting and winning your puck battles. To me, discipline is more the mental toughness part of it, right? Knowing that it's easy to retaliate and get your sort of instant gratification, but to hold it in takes a lot more. And try to pick your spot later, especially if you feel you've been wronged out there. And hockey can be a violent game. So, I mean, that's why guys lose it, their discipline sometimes. And we get it, but we've done a terrific job, I think, of getting it back. If there's pockets of the game that looks like it might disappear, let's get it back.
So you can clearly hear with Bruce Cassidy that their style, their focus is to not get dragged into a game where they are retaliating or where they're taking penalties themselves because they're being chippy, or because the Panthers kind of got inside their heads and they're trying to play physical or fight physical with physical. Yes, it's violent, but I like that he talks about the timing. And this is the biggest piece of advice I give young people, whether it's personally or professionally: choose your battles. Choose your battles. Not every battle is worth your time, your effort. Not every battle is worth fighting. And it applies in sports too. Now, if only Draymond Green could get to really understand that. Speaking of Dre, we have he and his head coach. Remember how people talk about those two guys? They don't see eye to eye. No, Draymond Green had Steve Kerr on his podcast called The Volume. And they were talking about Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and defending the Denver Nuggets following game number two. So he was on top of mind, which is why I bring it up. So maybe we'll come back with a little bit of that as we have this break before game 3 of the NBA Finals, which is Wednesday, because that makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too. Glad to have you with us. We've taken more calls the last week, which is fun. 855 some.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Times 855-212-4227.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Murray has the rock. Slow making sure no fouls, giving reaches, but no foul called. Murray to tie it. It's out. Heat win. Game two of the 2023 NBA Finals belongs to the Heat. Wow.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jason Jackson, after a wild fourth quarter rally by the Miami Heat, seventh time in these NBA playoffs, they have come back from double figures down to win the game. And every opponent they faced to this point knows it, and now that includes the Denver Nuggets. What producer Jay missed last night when he was not here was the classic Jimmy Butler explaining why the Heat are so resilient. It's got to be one of my favorite Jimmy Butler-isms to this point. He calls it the I don't give a damn factor. Jay, when you find it, it should be in there. Butler talking about why the team is so resilient. Are you ready? Okay, let's see if this is the one. Jimmy Butler was once again asked the question, how do you guys keep coming back like this? How do you keep rallying when it seems like you're on life support?
I just think nobody cares on our team. We're not worried about what anybody thinks. We're so focused in on what we do well and who we are as a group that at the end of the day, that's what we fall back on. Make or miss shots, we're going to be who we are because we're not worried about anybody else. It's how it's been all year long, and that's not going to change. So that's what I think it is. I think it's the I don't give a damn factor.
Do we have that here on the show? The I don't give a damn factor? Would you say that that's something that we possess here on After Hours?
I would say it shows once in a while.
Who gives less of a damn, me or you?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know how much I believe Jimmy Butler and I are brother from another mother.
Damn
sister.
Right.
Sister and brother from another mother. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, that was actually a quote that I put out on Twitter just because I love it so much. The I don't give a damn factor. So speaking of Twitter, love to have you find us there, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. We do not use Snapchat. I started that for a while with the show and just could not keep up with it. We have a YouTube channel. We have a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page, which I barely use anymore, though I did share the link to my blog earlier on Monday. But honestly, sometimes I don't check my own Facebook page for a good month. In fact, I use Jay's Facebook page. That's the funniest part, is that stupid Facebook or Meta or whatever it is locked me out of my own show page. And I've only asked for the code 80,000 times, and they never give me a code. They have my number, of course, because my number's on record. They never send me the code. So we just decided, screw that. I don't care. So I'm locked out of my own show page. I am Amy Lawrence, and I can't get onto the Amy Lawrence show page, which is, it's just asinine.
I don't get it.
So instead, I use Jay's Facebook page to get into my own show page because you're also an administrator.
Yeah, how I became the sole lead admin of that page, I don't even know. Because I don't remember how I can't access it at all. I think Dave might have transferred it.
Yeah, Dave had to give you access to it. We had to give you access and put you on the account because it has to come from someone who runs the account, which used to be me on my own page, but not anymore because now I use your page.
Well, I said you could like talk to my friends and stuff if you want.
No,
like, make some new friends.
No, I know you told me to like go on a liking spree, right? And just start. The funny part is too, is that I will accidentally open up Jay's page and it doesn't open to our show page.
No.
Instead, it opens up to your main news feed. And since sometimes we follow a lot of the same people, like for instance, John Kincaid, I saw his post on your Facebook feed on Monday afternoon, and I liked it because I figured you would like it, so I liked it. But and that was on purpose. But there are times when I accidentally like things and I forget it's not my page.
Oh no! On my so either just random.
But not but not people that I don't know. So your friends, I would never like something I didn't know. But we have some same friends in common. I don't even think you and I are Facebook friends.
I don't think so.
I don't think we've ever connected on Facebook.
No,
because we don't use it very often.
Yeah, I don't use my personal Facebook. I haven't used it in years.
I mean, if I want to go to your Facebook and look at what you're doing, I certainly can because I have your In fact, even funnier, I'm the one who changed Jay's password.
That's true. That's true. It is.
Because we got to the point where I don't know what happened. Did we get hacked or you got... No. Something happened. We got locked out of the account.
Locked out in too many tries or something weird.
And had to change the password. So Jay was sleeping. Facebook's asking me for a new password, and I just went ahead and changed it. So I actually changed the password on Jay's Facebook account.
And then when I went to log back in on my phone, I woke up to do normal things of her work. I couldn't get in, and I thought we got hacked. And you were like, oh, no, yeah, don't worry. I just changed the password.
I just changed the password, yeah. So the funny thing is, I use Jay's Facebook more than he does. I know that they keep track of all logins. Like, Meta keeps track of everything. Not to mention, there's data on our phones of which sites we log into. I'm on Jay's Facebook page more than I'm on mine. I'm certainly on Jay's Facebook page more than he's on his own. And I accidentally, if I see something from, say, one of our colleagues here at work, I forget that it's not mine. So I'll like it. We've had a rash of new babies here in the newsroom, right? So I've been like, hey, like it.
You know what? I'll take that because it makes me look good, too.
It looks like you are participating and you're being a good friend. So I make you look much more like a good friend, even though mostly he couldn't care less. So then I go into our own show Facebook page. So anyway, show Facebook, show Twitter, personal Facebook, which I don't use as much, my own personal blog, and then a YouTube channel, plus our website, which, okay, it's kind of dead now, but we do have a podcast as well that we promote. Goodness. That's more than enough social media for me. I don't know how people also work in Insta and TikTok, which the Chinese are stealing your information.
No,
don't use TikTok. And I'm trying to get my younger niece off TikTok because Lauren uses it. She tried to teach me about it during the pandemic. I was like, hun, what's the difference between this and YouTube? Oh, it's quicker. It's shorter. It's easier. Okay, so can you search for things? Well, yeah, but mostly they send you things.
They know.
Right, because it's an algorithm. It's the Chinese spying on you. They want to know as much about you as possible. And I said to her, you like it better because it's shorter? Well, yes, and they send me recommended videos, which YouTube does as well. Oh, no, it's much shorter. It's just quick. And I said, how long do you sit and stare at that thing? Oh, I can do it for an hour.
Easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
No, once you're in, like, that's why I haven't downloaded it. Once you're in, you're not going to undownload it.
Undownload it? You're not going to undownload it.
What are the words?
It would be disable it or delete it.
Delete it. Yeah.
Undownload it.
I like that better.
You like undownload?
Delete it works. I'll go delete it. Okay. You're not going to delete it because it's just so addicting. And then once you have it, how are you going to go
back?
That's
the thing. The Chinese are brainwashing you.
Well, we all know that that's happening with TikTok. They're not hiding it either.
No, they're not hiding it at all.
Like, they're not even trying to.
Who is Facebook partnered with? Because Facebook was also selling our info to the Chinese. Remember,
Insta.
They got called. Oh, see?
And YouTube. No, Google's YouTube. Sorry.
Okay. Google is YouTube. Yes. I will confess, I'm a Google shill. I do love Google. It's not only my favorite search engine, but I recently discovered Google Sheets.
What is that?
Google Sheets is their version of the Excel spreadsheet. So they have their own spreadsheets, but they have to call it Google Sheets because it's not the same as Excel or a PDF, but it's modeled after. It's a revelation.
Is it? Is it
right.
fun?
I have Gmail, multiple Gmail accounts. Actually, our company now uses Gmail, which is really interesting because you go to log into your own email and it sends you to Gmail. And so we're entirely enveloped in the Google family. A little bit scary because Google is also spying on us, of course.
They really all are at this point.
Want to hear something crazy? Well, I'll save it for next hour just because we want to spread out the crazy. I know. We want to spread out the crazy, though. It's more fun that way. Speaking of crazy, a crazy scoring fest with the Vegas Golden Knights. Through the first two games of the Stanley Cup Final, they have set a record for the number of goals. They're on a heater. They're on a tear. They're locked in, whatever cliche you prefer. Another loud statement in Game 2 tonight in Las Vegas before they go cross-country to Sunrise Florida. Can the Panthers rally? How do the Panthers rally? Where the heck did Aiden Hill come from? And the Golden Knights, not the entire roster from 2018. How did they get from that Stanley Cup final to this one? We'll talk to David Pignota in Vegas next. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.